This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to Faith Talk. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. It is a great honor and a pleasure to be with you early this morning. How many early birds do we have? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've just come out of prayer and I just wanted to share with you what the Lord has given me to just encourage you on this morning. We go on to the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. This is the NIV version. The word of the Lord says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty God, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." This is the same verse, Zephaniah 3:17. That was the NIV version. This is the Amplified version. "The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction. And in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing." I have one more translation. This is the CEV version. I think it is the contemporary English version. "The Lord your God wins victory after victory and is always with you. He celebrates you and sings because of you. And he will refresh your life with his love." I thank God for being God. Yes, I'm getting excited a little bit. I know it's wee hours in the morning, but I just thank God because this let me know that God gets excited about me. Why don't you repeat after me, even if you have to clear your voice, clear your throat, because you're just waking up? God gets excited about me. Yes, yes, yes. I know that we expect our family to get excited and celebrate us. We expect our friends to get excited and celebrate us. But none of that matters to me, long as I know God get excited and he celebrates me. I thank God because I don't dot every I nor cross every T, nor do you. And yet the God that sits high and he looks low gets excited over us. Just think about it this way, that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you look like, no matter how tall or short you are, no matter how fat or skinny, how light or dark you are, God gets excited over you. Why? Because his thoughts of you are good and not of evil. He created you in his own image and in his likeness. He's not rejecting us. The world rejects us because we don't look like them. We don't expect them to accept us because they didn't accept Jesus. They didn't accept that he is the God, that he is the Son of the living God, that he is the Savior of the world. Why would they accept you? Why would they accept me? For we are the spitting image of Jesus Christ. We, as the Bible says, I hear you, Holy Spirit, as Jesus is, so are we in this earth. So why are we expecting people to rejoice and celebrate us? Why? The Bible says that his thoughts for us are good and not of evil. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. The enemy will send weapons our way, arsenal attacks, plots, plans, devices, fiery darts, schemes against us. He will use people even in the church to go against you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But one thing we got to do is continue to stand on the word of God. I love the word of God because no matter what, the word of God, it brings light and it brings life. Yes, I said it right. It brings light to our dark situation and it brings life to us. That anybody that eat of the word of the living God, we will never hunger nor thirst. For the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I thank God that no matter what's going on in our life, no matter how dreary the day may be, no matter how dark it may seem, once we dive into the word of God, I thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of even when people are on their deathbed, when I used to make hospital visits, I hear you, Holy Spirit. I would go to Sentara General, yes, Lord, in Virginia Beach, and I would go to Chesapeake Hospital, Children's Hospital of the King Daughters in Norfolk, Virginia. And when I go visit, hallelujah, 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 and some of them that was on their deathbed, it didn't matter what color they were. They didn't even care if I was black. They didn't care I was short. They didn't care what I looked like. All they wanted to do was make their peace with God, because they knew that they were on their way out of here to enter into the eternal realm. But I thank God for Jesus, that even when that man, I remember the man so well, a Caucasian man, he thought he was about to die. He thought he was about to go whether to heaven or to hell. But he had called for a prayer warrior. Had one of my friends that was working in the hospital at that time, she called me and said, "Lolita, I need you to get here. On my floor, there's a man. They've given him some bad news, and they don't think that he will live to see the 24 hours. They believe that he will pass on and within 24 hours. He will not live to see the new day. He will not even live to midnight. But they think that he will be literally slowly sleeping on away." I went on up to the hospital. I walked into the room. I saw family members there. I did not introduce myself, because God, Holy Spirit, said, "Don't mention your name. Mention whose name you walk in, and that name is Jesus." Hallelujah. And I walked in, and the sons and the grandsons stood up. The daughters and the granddaughters stood up. Only one that was sitting was this little old lady. She was sitting over in a corner, which was his wife. She had all this white hair. But one thing I noticed about her, I know some of y'all say, "Oh, that's just a symbol. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar," because she had on this beautiful gold necklace, and dangling off this necklace was a cross. And I saw her, she kept touching the cross, and then she would take off her glasses with the other hand, and she started wiping her face with her sleeve, and then she kept saying, "Oh my God, my God, my God." That's how that woman was talking. "Oh my God, my God." She really couldn't say no words, but all she could do was call on God. And as I stood there, her son, the oldest son, came over to me, and he said, "You must be a chaplain." And I said, no. See, I don't know what name the chaplain comes in, but I come in the name of the Lord God Yeshua. I come in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The mother that was sitting over in the corner, that was patting that cross that was on her neck, that kept wiping her face, that had her glasses laying on her lap, she stood up quickly and said, "I've been praying for you. I've been waiting for you." And then she told her children, "Get out the room. Get out the room." And they looked at her and said, "But Mom, get out the room." She started pushing her daughters. Her daughters were closest to her. She started pushing her daughters, and the daughters started pushing the granddaughters. And she told her sons, "Get out the room. Take your sons with you. Get everybody out the room. The prayer warrior is everybody out the room. Jesus just showed up because he takes great delight in us." I'm not saying that to tell you. It's to glorify God. I boast not in myself, but I boast in the God that I serve. That man laying on his hospital bed, death bed, oblivious to everything around, didn't even know his wife had been there all week long, that had not went home. Didn't know that his sons that lived overseas were in. He was oblivious. He did not know his family was even in the room. Non-responsive. You saw the life support over on the left side of the bed. None responsive. And I said, Mother, you stand over here on this side. And I'm going to go over to the other side. And the Lord said, touch his legs. I started touching his legs under that white cover. You know them. You know the hospital covers, they white. Mm-hmm. Real thin, but they white. And I got on up to him. And the Lord said, get in his ear and tell him Jesus is here. And I got into his ear, this big white ear with all this gray hair coming out the inner ear. And I said, Jesus is here. And his eyes started flickering. Lord said, say it again. Jesus is here. His wife was over there. Her hands was lifted, speaking in her heaven's language. Jesus is here. His eyes slowly opened up. Jesus is here, because it brings illumination to anything that's dark. When you say Jesus, the word of God, he is the living word of God. That's why when you speak and read the word of God, light shines in that place. The man's eyes opened and I saw his lips moving, not knowing what he was saying. And then he, the nurses came in because the machines were beeping. They silenced the machines. They called for the doctor. The doctor came down, flashed the light in his eyes. The doctor said, I don't know what's going on, but there is no way this is just an after action, because they were trying to explain away the truth. The truth. What we must realize in this earth, there's a lie, there's a fact, and there's the truth. The Bible says liars will have the parts in the lake of fire. They going straight to the, they not going to hell. They going straight to the lake of fire. That's a separate chamber. Separate chamber. All these demonic forces, they going to the, they are liars. If the Bible says that the devil is in a dungeon, he's not even released. He's not released. He has his imps working for him. All his imps are going to the lake of fire because all of them are liars. Any devil that sent a disease or sickness, the devil is a lie. Jesus died for that. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Lolita, what does that have to do with that God takes delight in us? I'm going to get to it. Just hold on for a couple of seconds. So that sickness that's raging and rampaging through your body is a lie. Send it back to the pit of hell and to the lake of fire from whence it came. If we don't learn how to take authority and speak the word of the living God in our lives, the devil, you would think the circus came to town. I said it right. You would think the circus came to town. Because everything that you can imagine, all those rides, they go up, down, in, out, stretch out, jump up and down, spin around, hold you upside down. That's exactly how the enemy, if you don't take a stand and use the word of God against the enemy go treat your body like a circus just came to town. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But that doctor, as he was examining that man, he kept saying, no, no. And I said, sir, there's three. Lies, fact, truth. You giving us a fact that he should not be responding like this, but let me give you the truth. Jesus is here, and wherever Jesus is, there is life. They pulled the tube out of the man's mouth, and they kept saying his throat is going to be hurting for a little while, but because he was breathing on his own. He was trying to get up. He was fully awake. He was trying to get up, and he was trying to pull a tube out of his. You know that breathing tube. He was trying to pull a tube out of his mouth, and they went on and told him open up wide. They pulled it on out. Yeah, had a little blood on it and stuff like that. He was coughing for a while, and they said he won't be able to speak at least for 24 hours because as long as the tube been inside of his mouth. His vocal cords have been weakened. His voice box is weakened. His throat has been weakened. But the devil is a liar. And I said, Jesus is here. The healer is here. When they get the bottom part of the tube, which is the biggest part, out of his mouth, they pulled it out. You saw blood on it. I mean, because it went way down. They put it somewhere, stuff like that. And they said, they checked in his mouth and they said, he won't be able to talk for 24 hours. And the man, he sat up in his bed and he said, there is Gloria Basse. And I looked, and his wife said he must have received the Holy Ghost while he was asleep, while he was in a coma, while he was on life support. And he kept speaking in his heaven language. And then he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie. When we speak the word of God, light, it illuminates whatever is dark. It illuminates, and the truth enters into the room. The doctor was confounded. The specialist was confounded. The nurses was confounded. They were scratching their heads. My friend, she even came to the room. She said, are you surprised? She's like, no, I'm actually not surprised. This is what she did on the ship. It ain't gonna be no different being on shore duty. It's Jesus. God takes great delight in us. He's not looking at our past problems. He's not looking at our past, how we used to act. He's not looking at the sin that we was literally living in and enjoying. He's not looking at none of that. He's looking at his image. He created in his image and in his likeness. He created us, not we ourselves. We are the sheep and his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are his sheep. And the good shepherd takes care of his children. He takes care of his sheep. He won't let the wolf and the hirelings come and try to destroy the sheep. He has a defense mechanism. He can just, he don't have to speak a word out of his mouth. God don't have to hoop nor holler. The very thought of God, at the very thought, warring, battling, fighting angels. He sends legions. He dispatches. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He dispatches legions of rebels. He dispatches legions of angels to rebels to watch over us, because that's just how a great and wonderful God he is. He delights in us so much that even he sends his angels to catch us before we fall. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing takes God by surprise. He takes Kremalo dos Hitrios. Come on and just lift your hands and just worship the God. He is the God. He is the God. He is the God. He is the God. The one and only true living God. Hallelujah. He takes great delight in us. He takes great delight in us. It doesn't matter to him if we short, tall, fat, skinny, dark, light skinned. It doesn't matter if we have hair down our back or bald. It doesn't matter. He takes great delight in us. God wins victory after victory, no matter what. He said, if you call unto me, I answer thee. I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He reaffirms it and says, my word shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I sent it out to do, and it will prosper in that thing. We have to meditate more upon what God is saying. Not what the world's saying. It's good that we got the Grammy nominees. We got the Oscar nominees. We got the Emmy. It doesn't matter. None of that stuff. Because even when that program is over, if those people, they were lonely, they were weak, they were discouraged, they were bitter before the program started, don't you know after they received their award, they're still lonely, bitter, discouraged, and discouraged. Hallelujah. But when we get the accolades of God himself, the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Teliotelia, Jehovah Elio Elia, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Shalom, when we receive the word of the living God, we are better after than we were before we went into his word. Because we may have went into his word concerned about the bills, concerned about our health, concerned about our sons, concerned about our daughters. But when we start reading the word of God, that light, that word, it begins to minister to our spirit man. And the light of God begins to illuminate through our spirit, mind, body, and soul. It changes our perspective, that it changes who we are. It changes our thoughts concerning the situation, that when we come out of the word of God, when we come out on the other side, the gray clouds are gone. The silver streaks are gone. All we see is the sun. And I'm not talking the S-U-N. I'm talking the S-O-N. We see the Son of the Living God. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's when we realize that God rejoices over us. That's when we realize we already won. How did we win? Because Jesus said, it is finished. He won the battle for us. He won the battle. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Because of doctors, not because of doctors, doctors have given a death sentence to many of us. I've heard it 3 times in my life, dealing with all 3 of my children. One born with a rare blood disease, one born with no oxygen in her blood, so she was stillborn. One died in my arms and was dead for 32 minutes. But God, the same God that delights over us, the same God that wins victory after victory, the same God who saves us, the same God who rejoices over us with his joy, the same God that allows us to rest in his pasture, the same God that heals us of all sicknesses and disease, the same God that celebrates us and sings because of us, the same God that his love, it blankets us, the same God, the mighty warrior who saves, the same God that is the Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of sun, moon, and stars, the creator of my favorite animals, the elephant, the dolphin, the eagle, the lion, and the monkey, the same God that created you and me. Yes, 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 yes. Who report will you believe? He is the same God that rejoices and get excited over us. God takes great delight in you. He rejoices at the thought of you. You may not win an Emmy. You may not win a Grammy. You may not win Oscar. None of that matters. You have the greater one rejoicing over you. You have the greater one excited over you. He rejoices at the thought of you. He celebrates and sings because of you. Yes, the great God Almighty, the great God Jehovah, Yeshua gets excited over you, his child, his love, his pride and joy, his sheep, his creation. Come on and lift your hands before the holy God and just begin to open up your mouth and begin to praise him. Praise him, Robo. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on, because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you for thinking about me. Thank you that your thoughts for me are good and not of evil. Thank you, Robo. Thank you for pulling me out of the darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for snatching me from death's door. Thank you for snatching me from hell's gates. Thank you, oh God, that you get excited over me. Thank you, oh God, that I'm adopted into the royal family, and yet you don't call me your adopted child. You call me your son. You call me your daughter. Thank you for thinking about me. Thank you for foreknowing me. Thank you for handpicking me unto yourself and finding great pleasure in doing so. Even before the world was laid, even before the sun, moon, and the stars, even before you came up with the plan to create the world, you thought of me. Thank you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory to Jesus. I bless your name. Oh, glory to Jesus. God, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you for thinking about us. Hallelujah. Thank you for rejoicing of us. Thank you for waving your banner of approval over us. Thank you for your seal of approval. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being holy. Thank you for being holy, 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 holy. Thank you for being holy. Thank you for being my reward of worship. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory, glory. I don't know about you, but I get excited in knowing that God gets excited about me. You may not get excited about Lolita, but God gets excited about me. Hallelujah. 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 He gets excited. He gets excited. He gets excited. He gets excited. Hallelujah. 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 My daddy and my mama, they get excited when they see me. They get excited when I call them. They get excited when I send them something. They get excited at the very thought of me. But my God gets really excited. Hallelujah. 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 That he continues to send his blessings and his favor my way. Oh, glory to God. He continues to open up the Red Sea that I'd walk on dry ground. It's not muddy, but it's dry. I'm not slopping through the mud trying to get through a situation. Hallelujah. But I walk on dry land. He's the God, the same God that told the children of Israel to walk around, hallelujah, the walls of Jericho. And then when they obeyed him and did exactly what he said, the Bible says the walls fell flat. They didn't walk over the crumbles. They didn't have to sit up here and climb over the bricks and the mortar. But the walls fell flat. Why? Because he's a great and mighty God. He rejoices over us. He rejoices over his children. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll lead us to still waters. He will lead us to a time of refreshing. Refresh us, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. He gets excited over us. I thank you for joining us right here on Faith Talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's wee hours in the morning. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But I just have to let you know that God, he celebrates you. Ooh, you the apple of his eye. You are the very first thought of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let this day go by without you rejoicing in who God is. Don't let this day go by without you just worshiping him for who he is. Don't let this day go by without you telling thank you for being excited over me, rejoicing, singing songs over me. Don't you let this day go by without letting God know how much you thank him for taking great delight in you. Hallelujah. Father, this day is holy unto you. We have no need to fear, nor be dismayed, for your joy is our strength. Father, we thank you for blessing us. We give you the best part of us. God, we don't give you the leftovers. We don't give you our time after we get tired. No, 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 no. We give you the freshness of us. David said, early in the morning will I seek your face. Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this word you have given us, O God, to increase us, to make us rejoice even more being your child. We glorify you. We magnify you. It is in Jesus Christ we pray, and it is so. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us right here on Faith Talk. We praise God for you. I am Evangelist Lolita Jones. Visit us on our website, lolitajoneslive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com, or you can follow us on our Facebook page, Life Changers Ministry, LCM. And until the next time, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you. Glorable CTI.